This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line here on a Sunday as we welcome you in. Of course, VSiN, Marquee Sports Network, NESN. You know, those of you hanging out with us on a Sunday on NESN, I was thinking about you driving in because, and by the way, it's not easy for a kid that grew up outside of Detroit in the 80s to have empathy for those of you in New England. Think about this, Pritch, and I'll introduce Pritch here in a second, but getting past Parrish and McHale and Bird and my bad boy Pistons and Isaiah Thomas. However, I did summons some empathy for those of you hanging out with us on NESN because this impasse between games 4 and game 5 in the NBA Finals must feel interminable. I mean, you had an opportunity there in game 4 at home Friday night. TD was lit. Everybody was drunk. It was crazy. And you give away the game to Steph and a heroic performance. So I'm just thinking as I'm driving in, this has got to hurt because I think it was Tom Petty that said the waiting is the hardest part. Well, waiting for game 5 with these essentially 3 games in between must feel awful for you Boston fans. Not to make your Sunday any worse, as we say hi and good morning. I'm Patrick Maher. Michael Lombardi is out on a well-deserved break as he works nonstop. In his stead, my good buddy and Mike Pritchard. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Patrick. I'm great. How about yourself?
I mean, I don't really feel badly for those in Boston. That was kind of fake because as you remember, you and I are close in age. As you remember back in the day with the bad boy Pistons trying to get over the Showtime Laker hump and get over Bird and the Celtics, we finally did with the back-to-back championships in 89-90, but those were some rivalries, man.
Yeah, they were. But we love that. We love that about basketball for sure, Patrick. You know, a lot of people were trying to create that narrative that it wasn't Boston losing it. It was more Steph Curry.
He was heroic.
And he was heroic that way. But I agree with you. I think Boston, there's ways and there's paths to a championship for Boston. And the fact that they had it right there at TD and they couldn't grasp it, they couldn't be disciplined enough or stay disciplined enough to keep it, that right there to me is more of the story. I mean, Steph, we know this was going to happen. I think a lot of people watching this series can anticipate that Steph was going to go off for over 40. Can Tatum do that, though? That's the question that I have right now. And then also the other question I have, can Boston understand about themselves, about the discipline that they need on the floor for 48 minutes in order to win a championship?
Great questions. Let's go ahead and throw up the board, Elliot. Elliot hanging out with us producing the show. Kevin in tow as well on a Sunday. Mike better be willing to talk about himself today because I got so many questions for Mike and Kyle. I just have so much to get to. So, but what's interesting about what you said, Tatum, who I believe is 28 of 82 from the floor, he's right around 34% from the field, and he is your second betting favorite to win the MVP. Steph, regardless win or lose with the Warriors, I think he's going to win the MVP. If this goes 7, he's winning the MVP. I mean, his performance in game 4, to your point, Pritch, We could start listing all-time great performances by Steph. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anything's better than what he did in a big spot like that, but take a look at the number. So this is interesting. Yesterday we sat here, and the Warriors were a four-point favorite, and now it's dipped to 3.5. I was taking a look at the numbers in the betting splits, and you can find our betting splits up at VSiN.com, but I was taking a look at the betting splits over at BetMGM this morning, and we're looking, you know, 65, 70% of the handle on the Warriors. So a little fishy to see that number dip down to 3.5, maybe sharp money pointing to the Celtics, and for good reason, because guess what the Celtics have been in the postseason after a loss? Essentially perfect.
Sure, sure. And they proved that in game one. They proved that in game seven against the Heat. They proved it in game six. Yep. On the road against the defending champion, Milwaukee Bucks as well, too. So from a betting standpoint, yeah, I mean, I think for Boston to be able to jump back or bounce back here is a great spot for that. And so maybe you can tick down that number a little bit towards the Celtics, which makes a lot of sense. The thing I want to focus on for myself as a bettor is Boston hopefully not relying on that, you know, being too comfortable with that.
Right.
Because you're at home, right? Where's the sense of urgency to go out there and dominate and play well and secure the series and get control of the series at home? Why do you have to go on the road where you know it's more comfortable for you? So as a bettor, I kind of focus on that for teams, especially young teams. I want to read some headlines. I want to read some stories. I want to read some insight information as well as where the psyche is for this basketball team as well.
You mentioned they've been tremendous, 8-3 on the road, the Celtics. They've been inconsistent at home, mm-hmm. which is surprising because that home court, as I started the show saying, they're at TD or whatever they're calling it now, is absolutely incredible. And, you know, look, that's another uphill battle for the Celtics. Now, again, I just mentioned they've been great at home, but they're going to be facing a Chase Center crowd that is going to be buzzing. They've had the Steph performance. They've had the profanity that Boston fans were dropping on Draymond. They've had time now. Mm-hmm. This is an attempt for the Warriors to go 4-8, four championships in 8 years. And that crowd, you know the area.
Right.
I was interested to see how fervent the crowd would be when they went from Oakland, which is a different vibe,
right,
to San Francisco. But I got to be honest with you, Chase Center seems just as loud.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think any arena is going to be loud.
I've been in a
ton of them.
Yeah,
exactly. This is the finals, and can you handle it? You know, there's certain players for Golden State that could not handle it in the beginning and still can't handle it on the road. And then there's players, I think Boston, you're secure about that. It's the better I am. That they can handle that. Like I said, I mentioned Milwaukee. I just mentioned the Heat. Game one of the finals, they zero experience in NBA finals. Game one, they go out there and destroy Golden State. So I think from that standpoint, Patrick, Boston will be able to handle the crowd. It's just being disciplined and handling themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you have four primary ball handlers, White, Tatum, Brown, Smart. And how do you only get to the line and knock down 10 free throws? And Steph had 8 by himself in game 4. I mean, you have to make the game easier for yourselves. And we saw Steph be able to do that. Points in the paint, that's been a stat that has stood out to me in terms of who's winning these games. 2-2, and both teams' points in the paint has been a difference right there.
And the rebounding numbers, Pritch,
right,
from games 3-4 completely flipped. Boston dominated specifically on the offensive glass, and then you saw the Warriors not just bounce back, but I think it was a 16 differential as far as rebounding, mm-hmm. in game 4. So that was concerted. You know, Kevon Looney was very, very good. It was interesting with Kerr as far as strategy. Going Otto Porter Jr. didn't play a ton of minutes, but he went small to start the game, you know, try to get a jump. But Kevon Looney was tremendous. Wiggins was great, but this was about Steph.
Right.
I mean, 43 points. You mentioned in the clutch as well, 5 minutes or less to go in the fourth. You know, Golden State dominated the Celtics. And I think the big story, and this is probably a little awkward for those, our friends there at NESN, to focus on, and that is Jason Tatum. I mean, this is a discussion to be had. Mm-hmm. I understand his number because of the perception in the market is essentially he's your second betting favorite to win the MVP. He hasn't been great. The assist numbers are there, so he's making the right basketball plays. You see the number, plus 185 is your second betting favorite. Jaylen Brown has been just as valuable, maybe more, specifically in the clutch for the Celtics in the postseason. But Jaylen Brown, it's Jason Tatum. It's interesting with him because, you know, he has invoked the Kobe comparisons.
Right.
You could almost see the confidence, Pritch, dissipate as game 4 kind of wore on from Tatum.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the turnovers.
He started off great. Remember, in the first quarter, he was awesome.
But clutch time, though, right? I mean, the turnover is a concern. the lull in scoring.
Six turnovers.
Again, I mean, that's a concern. And so for Tatum, I mean, offensively, the guy is dynamic and he's great on the floor. But, you know, you're driving a lane and you're turning the ball over. You're careless with the ball, trying to pass it to you, trying to facilitate that way. Now, assists are up for him. I get that. But those are the final stats here. But in clutch time, you mentioned the last 5 minutes. I mean, 17-3, this is courtesy NBA at NBA.com here. I mean, 17-3 points favoring Golden State last 5 minutes. You think about rebounding, which was a tremendous edge for Golden State as well, 9-1. And then the shot selection, too, for Boston down the stretch in clutch minutes. You scratch your head about that. But Tatum, to your point, I mean, when is he going to skew it kind of like Curry skewed it in game four when you need to? Can he have 35, 40, 42? Can he do that? And he's going to have to do that, I think, moving forward.
He's got to chill with the Kobe stuff.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Tatum's got to chill with the Kobe stuff because, like I said, he almost shrunk in a big moment there at home in game four. And you mentioned the clutch in the fourth. Look, I think the Celtics, this is top of mind, a little over 7 minutes to go, they were up five. They scored 6 points the rest of the way. Mm. I mean, that is a and it's weird with Tatum, the turnovers getting to the rack, but also just missing easy bunnies because he was good from three. He's been good from three in this series. It's his inability to finish at the rim, which is confounding.
Well, one of the things, too, you mentioned Kobe. Well, he should stay away from that. MJ.
Kobe gets more confident the more shots he misses.
MJ,
he was
LeBron,
just a different cat.
I mean, any superstar in these finals that you've seen, it doesn't matter the era either. No. They know how to make the game easy. Or easier. And how do they do that? They get to the rim. They get to the line. And they throw free throws up there. So for Tatum to be that big of a player, to be able to create. And the fact that Boston does so much isolation anyway. I mean, you're not fooling Golden State at this point. I mean, if I'm a player on Golden State, I'm like, okay, I got to rise to the occasion, play defense against this isolation offense. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be confused. I'm not going to have to think about anything, overthink anything out there. And so if you're Tatum, how are you not getting to the line more and making the game easier for you and your team?
Draw some contact, man. That is 100%. By the way, can we throw up the series price before? We're going to transition. Keith Jones, TNT, as far as the NHL, is going to join us next. Of course, we've got Stanley Cup final set with Colorado and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay looking for a three-peat. There you see the board. Good job, Elliot. With the Warriors now, your minus 150 favorite to win this series. The Celtics coming back the other way, plus 125. And there you see it. I mean, it's interesting how everything flips game to game. We're headed back to, now they ripped back home court. The Warriors headed back to the Chase Center. And then we go 1-1-1.
Right.
Through seven. So this is going to go seven. My assumption would be we're going to go seven. So it's going to be fascinating. I mentioned Pritch. We've got our Stanley Cup final. And for the hockey heads, don't say finals. Got to leave off the S. Stanley Cup final. And we've got it set. It feels like we've been waiting for Tampa Bay and Colorado for years. And we finally got it. Puck drops on Wednesday. TNT NHL coverage. Keith Jones joins us next here. Lombardi Line. Mike Pritchard in for Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. This is BSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, head over to VSiN.com to check out the current betting splits. I just referenced the splits in the last segment with the Warriors getting bet on the handle. Make sure you check out our betting splits over at VSiN.com. Updated every 10 minutes. So today's games or future events. What we're trying to do is help you become a smarter better. And you can do it by adding the betting splits to your betting arsenal. Go to VSiN.com. As we got you back here on a lazy Sunday, as we await the Stanley Cup final, puck to drop on Wednesday, of course. We've got Game 5 NBA playoffs tomorrow. Mike Pritchard in for Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. This is a thrill for me. Keith Jones, of course, nobody does it better as far as an analyst on TNT talking about hockey. As we say hi to Keith, we say thank you. And I just actually got a text message from Thomas Gable over at the Borgata, who runs the Race and Sportsbook. And he said, before you start talking hockey with Keith, you have to talk to him about the Belmont. So the question is, did you have Rich Strike or did you have Mo Donegal up top?
I had Mo Donegal, but I wanted the one to run with him.
Me too. And, Keith. Me too.
We the people was very disappointing. So I ended up getting a few bucks back, but I didn't make enough. And I kind of went with Eddie Olchuk, who, as you guys know, is our horse racing guy. And he loved the six and the one, but he liked the one on top. So I think Eddie went down as well.
Yeah, I had the ice cold exacta with the six and the one. The one was the speed, and the speed burnt out towards the end there. Ness, the filly, jumped up for a second. Okay, so we were joking a little bit before you came on. It does feel like we've been waiting for this Colorado-Tampa Bay Stanley Cup final for a while. No, Keith, this is what we've wanted.
Yeah, and really it could have happened over the last few seasons if Colorado would have played to their expectations. So it's refreshing that they finally made it through the gauntlet in the Western Conference, and Tampa has just been so incredibly impressive that it's going to make for a really interesting Stanley Cup final. I think they're the two best teams, one with the most experience and the most ability to come through in big moments with their star players, that being Tampa, and one team that's trying to prove that they belong with teams like Tampa and belong as a Stanley Cup champion in the Colorado Avalanche.
So the puck drops on Wednesday for Game 1. I want to get to the rest conversation with you. By the way, Colorado, a big-time favorite, minus 190 series price, come back the other way with Tampa at plus 155. The rest, you know, the Avs have been waiting. Is this a concern from a betting perspective? Are they going to be rusty, the Avs, game one, Keith?
Yeah, I'd be concerned about it. I think we saw that with Tampa coming off their sweep of the Florida Panthers. The Rangers got to them the first two games. Tampa, especially in game one, looked flat. They did not play well. They gave up a bunch of goals. And I think that's the risk for Colorado. Very difficult to stay sharp with an extended playoff, and theirs has been even longer than what Tampa sat after their four-game sweep of the Panthers. So I'd be concerned about that. I think those odds will even out quickly as far as the series goes, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Tampa get the jump on them.
You know, Keith, when you look at this series, this matchup, I'm looking for things outside the box a little bit from a betting standpoint. You know, Tampa Bay, a chance to three-peat is incredible, the pedigree right there. Certainly you can back that. But then what you mentioned about the Avs, the last several years, I think this team felt like they should be in the finals or playing for Stanley Cup the way that they are right now against Tampa Bay. So which one wins out here, Keith, in your estimation, the Tampa Bay Lightning and their drive motivation for a three-peat or the Avs, like you mentioned, feeling like they belong here but finally here and a chance to be champions?
I would lean towards Tampa, to be honest with you. I know that's not where the odds are going, but the Tampa Bay Lightning have proven it time and time again that they know how to figure out their opponent. And their opponent might be better in some regard, but John Cooper will find a solution for his team to come out and dismantle the opposition. And it might not look like they're dominating, but you watch a game last night, they dominated that 2-1 win. And that's what the Tampa Bay Lightning do. They continue to wear you down because their superstar talents are better than most. And they're proven. And they know the formula that works. So they're a really dangerous team going into this final. They're an extremely confident team, as they should be. And the Avalanche are going to be in for the biggest challenge that they've ever been up against. Tampa's proven that they can come up big in those moments. Colorado has yet to do that. And there's a huge difference in star power as far as the goaltending position goes as well. Vasilevsky versus Kemper or Francouz, it's not a contest. It's not even close. So I think we all know that in hockey, goaltending is the most important position in the playoffs. And I'd be laying those odds on Tampa in a hurry.
NHL on TNT, Keith Jones joining us here, Lombardi Line on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So, by the way, Wednesday night, game one open, Colorado, a minus 170 favorite. It's been bet down, so little love for Tampa, as Keith just mentioned. 155 at a couple of shops, 165 at a couple of shops, so it looks like Tampa's taking some money. You know, it's fascinating with Tampa. As compared to what Colorado's done to get through the West, they've gone, what, 12-2 in the postseason? Look what Tampa did, Keith. Got through Toronto. Got through Florida, who were the best in the East all year. Got through the Rangers, who were hot coming into it. This has been a gauntlet they've run.
Yeah, and against teams of all different variables. The Toronto, the high-powered offense with Auston Matthews, the leading goal scorer in the league, and being down 3-2, finding a way to win an overtime in Game 6 on Braden Point's goal. And then Game 7, Point is injured. You know, pretty much they're go-to guy in key moments throughout the last couple of seasons in the playoffs. He's out. They find a way to win in Toronto in 7. They find a way to sweep the Panthers, who had an incredibly good season, a highest scoring team in the league, and they shut them right down without Braden Point. And then they have a bunch of days off. They start against the Rangers, don't start on time, and then win 4 straight games against a Rangers team that looked like they were unbeatable. So they've met every challenge. They've done it in different ways. And I just think they're too seasoned and have too much experience in key moments to go down easily. If the Avalanche win this, they're going to deserve all the credit in the world.
So you mentioned 2 injuries. I want to follow up. Braden Point, Tampa, and then Kadri, of course, with Colorado. Do you expect to see the 2 of them in this series?
I think we're going to see Braden Point based upon the fact that he has been, you know, increasing his workload and he's being seen on the ice. For Kadri, I know he's working out, but whether it's a hand or a thumb, there's multiple reports out there that he had some type of surgery on his thumb. That's going to be difficult for him. He certainly is a player that has battled throughout his career, but he's an incredibly important player for the Avalanche.
Yeah.
Intensity-wise, physicality, and production, he's had an incredible year. If he's unable to play, that's a major, major loss for Colorado. And I would imagine that Point, if we don't see him in Game 1, we'll see him in Game 2. And when he returns, I don't think he's going to leave. So that's another thing that shifts in the favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, it does favor Lightning mightily right there. Keith, you talked about star power, too, and Nathan MacKinnon for the Avs is incredible. We know about the front line that they have right there. But Kel McCarr, I mean, he's been incredible. He's such a young player right now, too, dynamic player. I mean, if he elevates his game even more, that could be a challenge, I believe, for Tampa Bay as well.
Yeah, that is. He's the X factor, and he is an incredibly impressive player. I think he's the most explosive player in the game today. You put McDavid in the same category, of course, but McCarr from the back end just gets the job done. And he defends as well as he plays on the offensive side of the game, which is something that really came to the forefront for me in that series against McDavid. McCarr in one-on-ones was incredibly good against Connor McDavid in shutting down many of the odd man rush attempts that he had one-on-one opportunities taken away by McCarr. He's an incredibly gifted player, and if Colorado wins, you're going to see McCarr stand up there and be accepting not one trophy, but 2, because he's going to be the most valuable player in the playoffs. But Tampa will have a plan for him. Adam Fox is a very gifted player as well, won the Norris Trophy last year, another young and talented defenseman for the New York Rangers. And Tampa slowly kept getting him day by day, game by game, chunk by chunk. And eventually Adam Fox did not look that impressive by the end of that series. I'm not sure that Tampa can do that to Makar. If they do, they're going to win the series easily. But Makar is going to find ways to make it a much more difficult problem for Tampa to solve.
You know, this Makar is Nicky Lidstrom with more offense. Growing up in Detroit, I never thought I'd see a better defender than Lidstrom, Keith, but he is, my goodness, he is incredible.
Yeah, he is. It's amazing, Patrick, how much he has developed in a hurry at the National Hockey League level. And just to be said in the same breath as Lidstrom would seem outrageous to me going back a couple of years ago, you know, but he's there. He's there, and I think he's going to surpass him, which is incredible.
Keith, you're the best. We'll enjoy the coverage on TNT. Thank you so much. Keith Jones, thank you.
Yep, good to catch up with you guys.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Nice to talk to you, Keith. Again, 190 on Colorado, 155 series price coming back the other way. Will Hill's going to join us next right here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, ExpressBet, first bet, wants you to get in on all the horse racing action. You can sign up today with the promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit vsin.com/horses for details and use the bonus code VEGAS1000. Again, the promo code's VEGAS1000. If you need horse racing information here at VSiN, go to vsin.com/horses. If the police do show up here on a Sunday, it's because my phone has frozen. And when I try to reset it, it calls the emergency hotline. So I don't know if Mr. Tim Apple or whatever his name is can get a hold of Elliot behind the board. But I need that phone because it's got Will Hill's plays as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line on a Sunday. Michael Lombardi taking a well-deserved break. In his stead, Mike Pritchard. We're actually going to have the discussion we just had during the break a little bit later about Deshaun Watson, potentially the motivation there for Baker Mayfield. So plenty to get to as we lay out a lazy Sunday, await the puck drop on Wednesday for the Stanley Cup Final. And, of course, we've got Game 5 coming up tomorrow night in the Bay. That Chase Center has been awesome. It's going to be interesting. I know Nesson's tripping right now because that Game 4 was an opportunity to rip that series. It doesn't go down. Steph rips your heart out, an all-time performance, and we head to Game 5. Now, it's interesting. It was sitting 4, dipped back down to 3.5 as we say hi to Will Hill. Of course, Will Hill is the host of the New York City cast. Look at him. It appears his wife has allowed him to grow out the beard once again, so he's feeling himself. The percentages say the Warriors, yet as you know, it's a little fishy because it was sitting 4 yesterday, and I'm seeing mostly 3.5 this morning as far as the Warriors favored.
Yeah, and it's funny. I think you guys talked about it yesterday. The spread hasn't mattered in any of these games. Whoever wins, covers. I agree with what you said. I think we're headed for a 7th game. As much as we've all beat up on the NBA, and rightfully so, a lot of these games haven't been close. I mean, the other night was a breath of fresh air to finally get, like, you know, a borderline classic game where Curry just has an iconic performance. I think a lot of that can be erased. A week from now, we're sitting here, Father's Day, a Game 7, Celtics, Warriors. Please, let's just find a way for these teams to split the next 2 games and have a Game 7, because I think the NBA needs it, the postseason needs it. It would be a lot of fun. It's been a while. It's been, what, 6 years? It was LeBron erasing the 3-1 deficit, winning in Golden State 6 years ago. That's the last time we've had a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. So I think we're headed there. It's funny, Boston, they've been really good off a loss. They've been really good on the road. So you kind of worry about that spot tomorrow if you're Golden State. But I think these teams both hold serve. And we're looking at a Game 7 a week from now. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Boston, they swept the Nets. Since then, they've been like a 500 team. They took 7 to beat Miami. I think they're 10-8, 10-9. Took 7 to beat Miami. Took 7 to beat Milwaukee. They're 2-2 in this series. So after sweeping Brooklyn's, really, it's been a 500 team. They haven't dominated. They haven't handled success well. Now, they've come back from losses, like I said. But, you know, even those Nets games, the Nets had them beat that first game, and they were up 17 on in the second game. So this Celtics team has been far from dominant.
Are you... And Elliot, that nugget you dropped in my ear, you can get ready with your mic, and in about 3 minutes, I'm going to have you drop it. Yes, brush your hair while you're getting ready. Are you upset, Will Hill, that I started with the NBA Finals as opposed to your Yankees, who hit six solo bombs yesterday in an 8-0 win. By the way, I had the over, so yikes. No run scored after six. Judge with another two bombs. Stanton with a home run. I believe Stanton and Judge have hit home runs together in seven games this year, which is the most in Major League Baseball. They lead the league as far as Major League Baseball in wins. They're plus 250 to win the pennant in the AL. They're your second betting favorite, the Yankees, to win the World Series. How you feeling, my man?
Do you have a number there for Judge to win the MVP?
Well, I know what? Let me interrupt you and congratulate you. So, Pritch,
yes.
Last week, you came, Will Hill came on the show and said, 3-1, that price isn't going to be there for long on Judge. I looked it up this morning. He's plus 140 to win the AL MVP. So you were right to give bettors the 3-1 number last week. Good job, Will.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out there with 21s. It's far from the best price, but I think you get caught up with this as bettors where, hey, if I don't get the best number, I can't bet it. Where 3-1, I think, was still a good bet. And I've seen some lower numbers in some places. I think it's going to be even money at some point because, like, Ohtani, Trout, the Angels guys are going to be – it's going to be hard for them to win it. You know, Jose Ramirez playing in Cleveland, can he really win it? It's just – to me, this is Judge staying healthy and doing, you know, 80% of what he's done so far and keeping that up, he's going to win the MVP. Do you see what he's on pace for? He's on pace at 64 homers, I think, 150-something RBIs. It's really just incredible, and he's got Stanton hitting behind him. So, yeah, they're rolling. The starting pitching's been great. It's funny. There's still a few guys short. I mean, Hicks and Gallo have been disasters. Hicks a little better lately. You know, the catcher, Trevino's actually played pretty well, but, you know, the shortstop doesn't hit. It's actually a lineup with some holes, but the starting pitching's been incredible. They hit a million homers. Chapman's going to be an issue when they come back. They're going to need to figure out a way to put Chapman in a situation where he's not going to absolutely just railroad the team. You can't put him in the ninth inning. Holmes has been way too good. But, hey, if you put Chapman in the seventh or eighth inning in a 3-2 game, he can hurt you just as bad. I would keep Chapman away from any big spots if I could. But, look, the Yankees, September 1st, they're going to have an 8-10 game lead. I don't think we can say the same about the Mets with the Braves playing well and all the Mets injuries. But Yanks are going to run it high in this division.
Let me clean that up quickly. Dodgers plus 350, 3.5-1 to win the World Series. Your Yankees second betting favorite at 5-1. Look at him. He's got his pinstripes on a Sunday morning. What do you got, Pritch?
Well, Will, I'm all about teachable moments here. And so I did not cash a ticket, team total ticket on the Yankees a couple games ago against Chicago. But from a teachable moment standpoint for me, because sometimes these prices for the Yankees, I just don't want to lay it. I don't want to pay that. And so I find other angles if I can, pitching matchups or first five situations, team totals too. With the way that they're raking though, Will, and the way that they are hitting the ball, I mean, is there a number that from a team total standpoint, you'll completely stay away? The one that I played was 5.5. I mean, I guess that one was probably too high from a teachable moment standpoint.
Yeah, no, it's a good question because you don't want to lay 240 in a lot of these games. It's not a great bet. You know, long terms, you lose one of them, it sets you back. But I think there's certain ways to play it. Like you said, team total. Now, that's tricky because if you're the home team, you don't get that ninth at bat. So you have eight chances to score six runs. And that was a weird game Friday night because that went 10, 11, 12, 13, I think. A lot of people were probably watching basketball, but nobody could get the ghost runner in. It was pretty crazy. So you had a chance to steal that one in extra innings. Sometimes some of these books will let you lay minus one at a different number. That's a creative way to do it. You can bet first team to score. Like I know the Yankees today are minus 125 or so to be the first team to score. So yeah, there's different ways to play it without laying the minus 230. And you could also just put the minus 230 in a parlay with something else you like. I know the Braves are a big favorite today. So definitely different ways to play it.
The Yankees are 230 favorite today. You're not going to get rich laying 230 very consistently, of course. What is it, Thompson and Taillon today? You lay a run and a half, you're still laying $1.20, which is wild. 8.5, same total as yesterday, Will Hill. I'm guessing no play on the 230. That's pretty heavy.
Nah, it's too heavy. I did take them first team to score. I don't know how much you play these props, Patrick, but there's good value in these props, whether it's pitcher props, first team to score. So, again, you could probably parlay them with another big baseball favorite. Now, again, same thing where one of them loses, it sets you back. But, you know, if you parlay the Yankees and the Braves, it's about even money. So something like that's probably not a terrible idea.
Okay, as I mentioned, as we introduced you, my phone is jacked up. So engineer Kevin trying to fix it, but he's texting his girlfriend at the moment, so I can't get my phone back. So let's finish up with baseball. I don't have your play, then we'll transition a little football and some basketball. Don't worry, Kevin, I got you. What's your baseball play today, Will Hill?
I got a few of them. I took Skubal for the Tigers, plus a half a run in the first five. Skubal's just been tremendous. His last, really since the start of May, 50 strikeouts, 7 walks, 1.5 ERA. Blue Jays have been inconsistent, so Skubal's a guy I've been betting on a lot. I took the Tigers, plus a half a run in the first five. I took under 4, Astros, Marlins in the first five. Edward Cabrera against Verlander, kind of old versus young. That's a fun matchup. Verlander is the favorite, I believe, to win the Cy Young in the AL. He's got a 0.8 whip. Cabrera, who got called up last September, got beat up a little bit. He's come back this year. 12 innings, 3 hits, absolutely dominant. How about this? A 96-mile-an-hour changeup.
Ridiculous.
He is ridiculous.
Filthy.
So I played under 4 in the first 5 innings there. And then I took the Reds against the Cardinals. I'm sure everyone's going to be tuned into that one. I took the Reds plus a half run in the first 5 with Ashcraft pitching against the Cardinals.
Careful.
It's funny about the Reds.
It's a Sunday. Careful with that name. It's a Sunday, Will.
I know, you're right. It's funny about the Reds. They were 3-22. They're this awful team. People thought they're going to win 40 games. They actually got some pretty good pitching for a bad team. I mean, Castillo's really good. Hunter Green's coming into his own. And this guy, Ashcraft, they're pitching today. 20 innings, 1 run, his last 3 starts. He's been pretty dominant. He's got filthy stuff, too. So I took the Reds plus a half a run in the first 5.
Who's your team, Pritch? Are you a Rockies guy?
Well, I have a portfolio. I have about 10 teams in the portfolio. I'll give you the names, too. Well, it's been outstanding, to be honest with you, to bet baseball this way. I got Toronto, the Yankees, White Sox, Mariners, Mets, Braves, Phillies, Cardinals, Rockies, and Dodgers. And just finding angles or situations for those particular teams been profitable so far. It's not a volume play or situation for me in Major League Baseball, but I've been having some success.
It's a grind. Look, it's rhythm. Yeah. It's rhythmic. And Will, you and I text about it all the time. If you really specialization in baseball, if you're a new better, you know, pick a division, kind of focus on how the rotation's being used, how the bullpen's being used and taxed. You know, it's really a rhythmic sport. You got to get involved and really get a lot. July is when most really delve into it because there's nothing else after the NBA Finals and NHL Final kind of wrap up where people really delve into baseball. So it's a rhythmic sport. You got to be careful. Elliot, are you ready for your, not yet, are you ready for your on-screen appearance? I saw him brushing his hair in the back. We'll come back. Will's got a NHL play. He's got, of course, a football play as well, and we'll get back into the NBA Finals here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, Brent Musburger, thank you. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Today, you can place a $25 one-game parlay on any Major League Baseball game. You'll receive a $10 free bet that you can use on any sport, regardless of your bet's outcome. All right, so this is a great deal. Go to BetMGM.com, check it out. a one-game parlay, $10 free as soon as you sign up. Turn the game into showtime with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. This is for new and existing customers. Okay, you got to be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, New York, or Washington, D.C. I can very much say as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, I'm Patrick Maher. He, of course, is Mike Pritchard sitting in for Michael Lombardi. What the boys were talking about during the break is not suitable for a Sunday morning. I was trying to quiet them down as we get you back here. Elliot, are you ready? Elliot is the Wonder Kid producer here. He's got a trend for game five heading into, Golden State now laying 3.5 off the 4 yesterday. What do you got for us, Elliot?
We'll mention that in this NBA Finals series, the number hasn't really mattered. In NBA Finals games where the spread is 6 points or less, the team that wins is 72-0-2 against the spread. That's 100% ATS.
That is tremendous, and that fits with game five coming up in San Francisco with the Warriors laying the 3.5. Good job, Elliot. Of course, Will Hill joining us, New York City Cast. You can find all of our podcasts at VSiN.com/podcast. Who's coming up on the New York City Cast, my friend?
We got Tim Kirkshin Tuesday, Mark Feinstein Wednesday. Going to be a busy week. Check it out.
How do you get a hold of these people? Nobody's better than Will Hill at tracking down people. How are you getting a hold of all these people?
Next question.
It's exactly what I thought. One of the things we were having a discussion about in the last break, Deshaun Watson is not playing football this year. I want to make this very clear. And I know me and Michael, we kind of differ as far as our opinion on Deshaun Watson as these details continue to come out. And I'm not going to get into the lurid details or speculation as if he's guilty, if he's innocent. I wouldn't do that. This is a gambling network. So what we're looking for is an edge on the field. I don't think you see Deshaun Watson on the field this year. And what's fascinating about that, Will, is the Browns are still, I'm looking at a book here in town, the Browns are still plus 180 in division. The Bengals are 2-1. The Ravens are essentially 2.5-1, somewhere in there. And the Steelers, no surprise, your fourth betting favorite in the North at 8-1. I'll just start there with Watson. I don't think we see him this year. So interesting to see the pricing in division.
Yeah, is anyone going to post a line, will Watson take a snap this year? Yes, no, because I would think no would be, I don't know, minus 500, minus 600. Be curious if a book posts a number on that. And it's hard to imagine the Browns bungle this badly, but it looks like they did. And there's ways to make money off it. If you can still find a Brown season win total, 9.5, something like that. Most of them are down, but I don't know that all of them are down. That's a hell of a bet because I don't think he's going to play. So they're not going to win the division if he doesn't play with Jacoby Brissett, because it looks like the bridge with Mayfield is burned. The Steelers with Pickett and Trubisky, they're not winning the division. So then you got the Ravens and the Bengals. The Ravens were 8-3 late into the year last year. They were the one seed in like November before, you know, they got hurt and basically lost their whole team to injuries. So if you can get the Ravens, like you said, 2.5-1, you can even bet the Bengals, yes, to make the playoffs around even money. You're probably going to win one, if not both of those, and at least get your money back. And if the Ravens hit, you know, you're getting 2-1 here. So I think you can pretty much count the Browns out from winning a division. I don't think, you know, would you trade more assets to get another quarterback to get somebody like Garoppolo? I wouldn't think so. Boy, 17 games of Jacoby Brissett, that team's just not winning division. I know it's a good roster around him, but it looks like this is just a horrible situation for the Browns. And this is just an all-time blunder if they traded for this guy not knowing, you know, all of these things and not doing their due diligence.
Well, not only that, alienating your starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield, yeah. Which brings an interesting point, though, because you mentioned, Will, that bridge is burned, right? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, from my experience, the league is funny this way because it's a prove it league. You have to prove yourself each and every year. It doesn't matter who you are, because there's always some other door to open or other path to take. And we saw Cleveland do that with Sean Watson and right in front of Baker. But Baker is running out of time in terms of going to another team and learning that offense, becoming a starting quarterback. He can be the starting quarterback in Cleveland.
That's right.
If Deshaun Watson is suspended for an entire year. So you have an $18 million situation, almost $19 million that Cleveland's paying Baker. Do you think, well, I mean, I guess as bettors, we can't think that way. I as a former player, I can imagine or I can envision a situation in which Cleveland goes to Baker and says, look, man, this is your only chance to prove yourself as a starting quarterback here. And then you can go somewhere else if you need to, certainly next year, because we're going to move forward with Deshaun Watson. convincing Baker to do something like that, prove everybody wrong kind of situation. I don't know if I would ride with that as a better, but I can see something like that materializing a little bit there in Cleveland.
Yeah, like, are the chances 0% that that happens? No, I mean, I think there's a slim chance that happens, but boy, Baker's a hard-headed guy. It seems like this thing is over. You know, the Browns were annoyed with him. He's annoyed with the Browns. It's gotten very ugly. So again, you can never say never. It'd be hard for me to believe, but I don't know what other options you have if you're the Browns, and maybe make a good point where, you don't have any other options if you're Mayfield. So maybe they work something out. Boy, that'd be an interesting scenario, though.
Yeah. Let me just clarify, because I said it so definitively that Deshaun Watson isn't going to take a snap this year. That's just my opinion. I'm just positing that I don't think he's going to play. As more allegations start to surface, Pritch, my assumption is Goodell's going to drop the hammer. And again, that money's deferred in year one. So I think the Browns kind of set themselves up for this situation if it were to materialize.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot has to happen. Like you mentioned, if Deshaun is suspended for the entire year, I mean, Will is spot on. You cannot go an entire season with Jacoby Brissett as your starter. Baker is not going to be a starter anywhere else at this time right before training camp.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the offense. He knows Stefanski. He knows Cleveland. He knows the personnel. So it makes sense. And they're paying him $18 million regardless, right? For some reason, if Deshaun isn't suspended for the entire year, then obviously that changes things. Like if it's six games, that changes things. If it's four games, which I don't know how it's only four games at this point.
By the way, what's interesting about OTAs, the only negative report I've heard from any local reporters were Deshaun Watson looked rusty in OTAs. But he hasn't played. Now, imagine if he gets suspended this year. That's going to be two full seasons where essentially he sits out. It's going to be interesting to see, even though he's, 26 years old? Be interesting to see. And, Pritch, you can speak on this better than Will and I. Interesting to see you take 2 years off any profession. How he comes back is going to be fascinating for the Browns because that money's guaranteed.
Right. The only guy that comes to mind is Randall Cunningham, who actually retired and then laid marble, had a marbling company, and then came back.
Wow,
Really? Then almost went to the Super Bowl with Randy Moss, Chris Carter.
That was a great team. Do you want to talk about it? That was Will's team is the Vikings, and that was a tremendous team that missed a huge opportunity with Randall.
Yeah, 56 seconds left. They get the ball back in a tie game after they miss a field goal, give up a touchdown. And Dennis Green, with the greatest offense of all time, literally takes a knee, goes to overtime. And Cunningham almost hit Moss on a deep ball that would have ended the game. Gary Anderson was 38 for 38 on field goals, misses a chip shot to let the Falcons back in the game. I have no bitterness, though.
Not that you remember the details. Not that you remember the details. By the way, fellas, week one, Cleveland at Carolina. Will, Mike, this number's jumping like crazy. So Cleveland opened on the road week one, which is always a dicey week to bet. It's a weird week, 4.5. But I'm looking now. I see a couple of fours. DraftKings is sitting 4. I see a couple 3.5s. And remember, the biggest jump, the key number, obviously, in football, 3. I see a bunch of 3.5s, and I see a 3 even. So we've got a variance as far as Cleveland at Carolina week one. We've got a variance, Will, from 3 to 4.5. That is the that's just points to our question about the quarterback.
And you take the points, because what's going to happen, here's how bettors react. Once it's official, even though we know Watson's not going to play, you and I both know, we all know Watson's not going to play, but when it's officially announced, people are going to run up to bet Carolina on the news. So you have a move like built into it. And then there's going to be another move once it's official. So I think this line closes 1-2, and you can buy back on the Browns on the money line once that happens. So I think, getting Carolina 3, anything above 3 is a great bet, just because it's going to close under 3. I can guarantee that.
And week one, Pritch, mm-hmm. is almost like its own season.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, even the Lions are catching 3 at home? No, 4 at home hosting Philly. And that's probably the one game this season I'll bet on my Lions, because after week one, it becomes a different year. But I mean, it's almost like you have to treat every week in a vacuum, but specifically week one.
Right. And with only 3 preseason games, I mean, I think getting out in front of it to what Will's talking about helps you out as a better. I mean, I don't think we're going to gain any more information through preseason, because nobody's playing starters anyway.
Right. Who are you on tomorrow? Celtics, Warriors. I know we'll text, we'll talk about it, but it's down to 3.5 with the Warriors lane. That total's sitting 212.
My best bet would be the under. I do think the Warriors win. I think both these teams hold serve, and we have a game 7 here a week from now. So under and Warriors.
Okay. Will Hill, New York City cast. Kirkshin, and who else is coming up?
Mark Feinstein, cast of thousands.
You're unbelievable, my friend. New York City Cast, VSiN.com/podcast. Thank you. Have a great Sunday with the family. We'll appreciate it.
All right. See you guys. Appreciate it.
I want to continue with that conversation about week one and the differences in betting across a 17-game NFL season with Mike Pritchard next here at Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. On Sunday, you can place a $25 one-game parlay on any Major League Baseball game, and you'll receive a $10 free bet that you can use on any sport regardless of your bet's outcome. Log your bet's outcome.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.